From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll talk about the U.S. role in Egypt. Is Washington playing its cards right?
But first, for the latest from Cairo, we've got the BBC's Elise Doucette. She's on a cell phone, so we will listen closely. But as always, she's right in the middle of everything. Elise, what are you seeing?
Well, at this very moment, we're at the Rabia Mosque, which is the main mosque in Nasser City and east of Cairo, which has become the main gathering point for the supporters of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Emotions have been running high here as crowds continue to grow larger by the day. And at this moment that I'm speaking to you, I can see below me, they have laid out about a dozen wooden coffins, and they're nailing the Egyptian flag onto them. This is the preparation for what they're calling a symbolic funeral to honor those more than 50 people who were killed about a mile down the road from where I'm speaking to them when clashes with security forces before dawn yesterday.
Well, it doesn't sound as if the interim government, though, is pausing because of those deaths. We have the leadership putting out this new plan for a fast transition. So, first of all, just tell us more about what the interim government is proposing.
Well, late last night, we had an announcement from the interim presidency, a constitutional declaration, which, as you say, set out a roadmap for a return to civilian rule, which essentially involves constitutional amendments, parliamentary elections, and then presidential elections. But even as it was announced, there was already a rejection from the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, won the largest share of seats in the last parliamentary elections and won the presidential elections. But there was also, just as significantly, angry rejection from the movement known as Tamarod. This is the movement of young people, which started the petition and galvanized the street protests, which turned out to be even larger than the protests, which led to the downfall of Hosni Mubarak's regime in 2011 and prompted the military to take the action to remove Mohamed Morsi from power. So Tamarod is also not happy with the way that the roadmap was drawn up. So the transition is still very troubled, and it still can't be called a consensus process because the largest political forces are still not taking part.
Well, so you have the opposition, at least the youth group in the opposition, unhappy with the interim leadership's roadmap. You have the Muslim Brotherhood, who backed the president, who was ousted, not happy, and 50 dead after facing off with the army yesterday. And we hear behind you, what is happening behind you? We hear the voice on the loudspeaker. Are those the voices of the supporters of President Morsi who've laid out these symbolic coffins?
Yes, indeed. To sketch a picture for you, I'm actually speaking to you from the roof of the mosque, so I can see the minaret behind me. In front of me are the loudspeakers, and there are now loudspeakers on all the streets leading up to the mosque. And those streets are absolutely crammed with people. And they don't just come here for a few hours of the day. This is now a tented city. There's places to buy food, and you can also rather ominously buy thick bamboo sticks because people here say they need to defend themselves after what happened yesterday outside the Republican Guard headquarters. It's almost like a second Tahrir Square, the iconic square, where people still gather, but those are the people who backed the military, saying it wasn't a military coup, it was a move to restore the revolution and to put Egypt back on the path to democracy.
Well, but as we know, Lise, this struggle isn't completely along these Islamic secular divides. Al-Nur is an Islamic party, but it originally supported the ouster of President Morsi. Then yesterday, after that attack that left 50 dead, they called it a massacre. They pulled out of their support of the transition. We heard from an Egyptian-American on our program yesterday who said she was speaking to a lot of Egyptians who originally were in the opposition, secularists perhaps, opposing Morsi, but now having second thoughts about the military leading the country, the coup. What are you seeing?
Well, this is a very divided country, a very uncertain country, a country which is descending into greater crisis with every day that passes. And yes, there were people who call themselves liberals and revolutionaries who once criticized army rule, who called for the army to be power, who then months later welcomed the army move. There's been a celebration of the army going on in Tahrir Square, but they do make awkward bedfellows. And yes, the shooting yesterday, which it has to be said the army has defended. In a press conference yesterday, they spoke of people opening fire and how they had to respond. That account is disputed by the Muslim Brotherhood. But in a sense, what really matters now is not what really happened, but what people believe happened. And here where I am, which is the gathering place, and I have to say, not just for Muslim Brotherhood supporters, but as you suggested, people who are uncomfortable with the military action, who believe it is a detour away from democracy, are also joining them, although it's predominantly Muslim Brotherhood. So there's a great debate and argument, which has sadly descended both into tension and moments of violence, over what does democracy mean in Egypt now? Who has the mantle of the revolution? And when is a coup not a coup? And how will Egypt get back to anything which can be called normal life to deal with the huge and pressing problems, such as the economy, which is falling apart, tourism, which has basically all but stopped, and this is a main revenue earner for Egypt. Crime is rising on the streets. Egypt urgently needs leadership, and it urgently needs reconciliation, but still it is lacking both of those right now, with no sign of that happening in the near future.
The BBC's Lise Doucette on her cell phone for us in Cairo, Egypt. Lise, we so appreciate you. You are our loudspeaker there from Cairo. Do you mind just holding your phone out so that we can hear? Lise, thanks as always.
Thank you very much.